Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Something you can't explain. But you feel it. You've felt it your entire life. You don't know who we are, but we're there. Like a worm in your ears, driving you mad. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you. Even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. When driving the deserted roads. You have been blinded from the truth. Like everyone else, you are retained in a prison for your mind. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself. The Podcasters Assemble Executable Code is a production of the We Can Make This Work, probably, network.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye. Grind. Nine game level. That's useful. So, I've basically been doing some stuff off camera. Let's speed this game up. So what I've been doing is I've been a chest. What's in the chest? A scalpel. That's disappointing. What I've done is I've been grinding, and then I've just made a start on the Biolabs dungeon. So I've made my way around the first and second floor, got myself completely lost, come out again, come back in again. So I'm currently just wandering around. Am I on the first floor? I think I'm on the first floor. And yeah, I'm just killing stuff. Did that say someone was dead? No, God. There are some vicious enemies in this dungeon, I will say. Oh, I've never seen that before, a hit tail. It looks like a hammerhead sperm. I think is the only way to describe that. A hammerhead sperm, people. So I've got my party. I've got Amy, Rudo, Rolf, and Nye. Rolf, Rudo, and Nye are absolute powerhouses. They just lay waste to so much stuff. Amy is supposed to be a good healer. She's finding on fire. Oh, next. Oh! Grease. I've got to find out what some of these things do. Right, let's use res on herself. Let's fight. How strong are these things? Not very strong. They'll just take two hits. They'll be lucky to survive. Oh, yeah. I didn't even get a chance to use my res. Oh, they drop a lot of money, though. Alright, so, yeah, I'm still just wandering around this floor. Oh, Locusta! I love the Locustas. My little Italian friends. I don't want to fall down these holes. I've done that already. Take me back to the beginning of the game. Beginning of the bloody dungeon. Ah, blasters. Ridge's best friends, the blasters. Order Amy and do a res. Yeah, sorry to ruin your immersion, guys. I'm just going to check the stream's working. Yeah, stream looks like it's working. Ooh, I've got two viewers. Who else is here?
Bloodlust. Doesn't seem to be very up to date. Right, anyway. Okay, I'll leave Twitch running on my other phone. I'll just mute it down. Just so I can keep an eye on the chat. Hi. Yeah, right, so anyway, wander around this dungeon, 2x speed, because it's so much quicker. It's just such a nice... I know it's cheating, but it's just such a nicer pace. Ooh. Oh man, these pinch hands are bastards. Ooh, Nye's getting pretty low on health. How much damage are you doing? About 10, I think, per hit. Oh, there's a wall there. Can I go through? No, I have to go up and round. Right, let's do some. Let's do some healing. Some Rudo. Oh no. Die might use on Nye. Slow it down a second. Mine goes up to 86. Amy's on 22. Rolf's on 39. I'll probably give Rolf a die might as well, actually, just to be safe. Oh. Cool. Yeah, I've got loads of healing items to try and get me through this dungeon. I keep sort of falling up and down holes. Isn't really helping me at the moment. I think I vaguely know where I've got to go now, though. Oh, Amy's on... Ah, no wonder why. Right, okay, so if I do order Amy, I'll set her back to defend. There we go. And then I'll quickly use a tech. No, not really. Amy, Rez, on Amy. There we go, 35. Yeah, she needs to be defending. She is a healer by trade and a healer by nature. And if she's not healing, she is fucking doing nothing. Wow, my phone gets hot when it's streaming. I know, using a phone to stream. Modern technology, eh? You can all see my happy face. I know, I promised I wouldn't stream again, but I had the room booked because me and Rich were going to record the podcast today, and unfortunately Rich has been taken into work. Right, I found another item. Star Mist. Oh, someone was talking about it in the town. I've got no idea what it does. It sounded like it was important, though. So I'll keep hold of that item. There we go. Easy fight. Lucasta is dead. Come back here, and I'm... back of these bloody... Oh. I just seem to be wandering round and round the same floor, but I always find more items. I was looking in good nick. Oh, man. Very annoying. All right, let's fall down this end one. Maybe I'm supposed to come round this floor. Ooh, jellies. They should be no challenge. Yeah, no challenge. Good, good. Right. Spit kills. Spit kills dead. See... not too much is troubling me. It's just occasionally when I'm coming up against the blasters or those grey ants are also quite tough as well. There we go. What's in here? Oh, teleport. Dead end. So many dead ends. Ooh, what's that? The only thing with 2x speed is that occasionally I just don't pay attention to the messages that are popping up on the screen. So I quickly have to check. Is everyone dead? No, no one's dead. Good. Everyone's alive. It's all dead ends. An item I've already got. Ooh, teleport. Ah, this looks new. Two pulses, which are fairly piss easy enemies. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, my phone is getting hot. I'm really worried about it. Dead stuff. Right. Yeah. So, I'm really enjoying this game. I have to admit, though, finding time to stream is proving difficult. But these dungeons, man, they're so sprawling. I like them, though. They're kind of interesting. The fact they're all like big buildings and laboratories. I mean, obviously, this doesn't make any sense as a lab. Yeah. Because, you know, why would a lab be this big and confusing? Generally, my having good luck with trying to just stick to the outsides. Oh, good. I say that on that occasion didn't work. Yeah, trying to stick to the outside of the lab seems to take me up places. Well, I think there was a guy in the town who said something about the basement of this place being pure evil. So that should be fun. Oh, Amy gains level. Excellent. She learned a new technique. She's always learning new techniques, that girl. She's a good girl. She's a good girl. She's a good lass. Oh, yep, that's through that bit. See, I tend to... It's not proving too much. Okay. So, the tough enemies that are from the area before are just littering. It's like, oh, door. Shit. Again, 2x speed is not good for that sort of thing. Let's slow down the pace just a little, shall we? How am I sounding? Too much. So, the tough enemies are... Stream sounding good. Cool. Yeah, if anyone's on the stream, feel free to chat. I've got it up on my other phone. Dynamite can open this door. Have I got dynamite left? I've used all my dynamite. There's only two. What? Hang on. Maybe dynamite can open this door. I've got no fucking dynamite left. Ah! Boots, shotgun, chrome knife. Teleport the escapee fiberglass. I've used up all my dynamite. Oh, for God's sakes. No, I don't want to use the bloody sandals. Tech? Rolf? No! No! Oh, bugger. this is why you need to learn what techniques do, people. Sugar. What about Nye? What's sack? Anti, no. Amy. Grease? No. Ooh! High res. I used the dynamite to blow open the door to here, and there was only 2 dynamite. Ah, Jesus. How frustrating. Yeah, sorry. Just went a bit blank then. Yeah, I'm heading back to town. How could this have happened to me? Do I have to go back to the Shura dungeon and get more dynamite? Or is there a special way of opening the door? Oh well, it was a good healing exercise. Healing? What do you call it? It was a good, good leveling up exercise for my girl Amy. God knows what she's up to now. Ah, this stupid town where everything's at the back. I did find a piano guy in this town, actually. I don't know if anyone knows what that's all about. Because it makes no bloody sense to me. Yes, I want to heal. Wow, I've got tons of money. Let's go to the save spot. Yeah! Oh, they're all quite far away from level ups. Save. Yep, save over Bill. Yes. Quit A. Oh, yes. Just any old crap, doesn't matter. Does anyone know what I'm supposed to do? There must be some dynamite in that dungeon. I didn't really explore that floor that well. Ah, so frustrating, man. I can't believe I accidentally used the escape thing. I didn't realise that magic... I didn't realise Rolf had magic that would let him escape the dungeon. I'll have to remember that in future. That's really handy. I don't really use Rolf's... magic ability much, so... Anyway, hopefully I've got enough time to get through this dungeon before I have to get back to my own grind. The work grind. Sip of coffee. Yeah, anyway, I should... I'm always so self-conscious when I'm streaming. I always feel like, what am I doing? People can just watch. It's alright, I don't have to talk so much. But then I remember, shit, I'm supposed to rip the audio off this for my podcast. Podcast for my patrons. My lovely, gorgeous, wonderful patrons who support me through life, the universe and everything. Oh, a blaster. Kill the blaster, quick. Yes. Considering it's just like random which ones they hit, I'm really glad that most of the time they do hit the enemy that's going to fuck me over most. It's like they seem to know so well what's going on. Right, yeah, so it was around the outside of these guys. Yeah, so this dungeon, the biolabs, in case you're wondering, going around the outside seems to be the best method. Go around the outside. Go around the outside. Right, so I think I'm supposed to... What did I do before? I'm going up onto this level, and then I have to fall down back to the level. Yes, and then it was going back up, which is where I got stuffed. Lennon Man. Sorry. there's more chat going on my Discord than there is going on the stream. I've switched to my Discord chat. It's more interesting. R. Lennon, he's completed Dragon Quest V today. Well done, Sunshine. Digging deep. And yeah, I sent him a lovely picture of Alan, the true face of evil in this world. Alan, man. If you guys, if you're watching this stream and you haven't heard of the RPG podcast, RPG Golden News podcast, which is what I, one half of the hosts, am part of, and the reason why I'm playing Phantasy Star 2. If you haven't seen it, check it out, and check out our final Lap Twin episode, because that game is wonderful. Okay, so I didn't go all right this time. Final Lap Twin is a great game, but it's so difficult. And the end boss is the hardest boss I've ever had to face in my entire life. That's a dead end. So that sucks. Alan is the true face of all evil in the universe. Doesn't matter how bad you think you've got it with your presidents or prime ministers. Alan will fuck your shit up. Oh, there's a way south. What's that? Dead end. Lots of dead ends, people. Right, but I don't think I've been this way before. Let's go back to Steam. The other one. What's the other one? Twitch. Any new viewers? Nah, nothing. Oh yeah, by the way, if you see Metanica on a chat, that's me. Hello. I'm going to message out. Yeah. If anyone is on the chat, feel free to chat with me. I'm so lonely. I get the fact that it's early in America, which is where most of our audience is. An open box? Oh, please. Oh, please. Damn you, jellies. Oh, dynamite. Oh, awesome. Right. Where am I? Can I go north? Yeah. Can I go north? Can I go south? Yeah. Oh, this is a dead end. Oh, okay, so I went the wrong way when I first started, and I went to the door when I should have gone the other way to get the dynamite and then go back to get the door to open it, to blast the shit open. Hey! Lennon, I was just talking about you. All done on completing Dragon Fest 5. Good lad. Man, my phone is getting so hot. I just want to check. Yeah, battery life 66. Cool. Right. How's it looking? How's it sounding? Is it okay? You won't get too many of these streams off of me. But as long as it sounds alright, then it's going to be good for my my patron thing that I do. Oh, have you only just popped in? You're not staying around? It'd be nice if you stayed on. Absolutely. Anyway, I'm about to blast open this door. And hopefully, go up a level? No, I want to go down. I think if we keep going up at the moment, I want to go down to the basement. But I don't know how to get down there. Bugger and destiny. Bugger and destiny! All these dead ends. Also, yeah, apologies for the 2x speed. Here we go. Let's slow it down. Slow it down more. Nah, speed up. It's just a little bit too slow, this game. I think the problem is as well is the fact that I have been using 2x speed and I'm now used to it. So as soon as I come out of 2x speed, it's just like, what the hell's going on? Oh, who just leveled up? Oh, I missed you leveled up. Right, hang on. Stream's about 5 seconds behind me. Maybe a bit more. No, not more behind me. No, I'll see who leveled up in a second on the stream. back to the outside, if I remember rightly. Yeah, dungeon crawling. Dungeon crawling audio let's plays. What could be more exciting in life? Right, I'm killing some Vortex and some Spit Kills, but I think this is the one where I level up. Yeah, Nye gained a level. Good old Nye. Good old Nye. Rolf's looking a bit unhealthy. Yeah, I think I'll give Rolf a dynamite after this fight. Just because if I hit a blaster, if I hit a set of blasters, then my shit up. Use on Rolf. Good, good. And here it is. Maybe dynamite can open this door. Ooh, who has some dynamite now? Rudo has some dynamite. Rudo's gonna blow the shit up. well, I heard the iOS version's a bit better now. Boom! Winter said they've made some improvements of late. So, yeah. I can't blame you, really. I know it's got some terrible adverts and stuff, and they make you pay for extra saves and whatever. I can't remember now. I remember playing it and being like, oh, I don't like this. Oh, this is... this is a suspicious hole. I've had to blow a door open to get to a completely blocked off thing where there's a hole for me to fall through. I can only assume that I am supposed to definitely fall down it. Yeah. Fall down the hole? What do you reckon? Let's fall down the hole. Oh, hey, new area. Floors. Hurting floors. Alright. How much damage does that do? State order. State. Oh, tons of money. That doesn't seem to do too much damage. That's nice. But... man, you can't always see the walls. Damn these top-down things. Oh well. Anyway, so I'm giving you some vortexes and a toader. Bloody toader hit me. So I'm wondering, how much is this game going to try and screw with me? Is it going to try and make me walk away from the floors? Yeah, it is. So if there's some bad floor, I should probably be walking over it. Ooh, an item. Oh, is it worth it? Is it worth it? The podcast I subscribe to. No, I don't. I subscribe to the other part of that podcast. The Is It Worth It is going like a sub feed. Trimates! Yeah, be healing the item. Ah, double blasters. These fellas. Double blasters. This is what killed Rich. So we must proceed with caution and hit the shit out of them. Oh, she missed. Big damage. Come on. Big damage. Oh, man. That AoE moves. Fucking slag. You slag blaster. Oh. Unnecessary floors. No. Right. I'm a little bit worried now. Right. Tech. Amy. Rez. No. Grease as well. Let's rez. Let's rez Amy. And closing menus. Let's res Amy again. Bring up to full health. 49, yeah, I think that's about right. Oh, Amy, you've come a long way since you had 10 HP. Let's res Rudo. 82. So res does 20. Tech, Amy, res, Grease, I want. Oh, shit. Yeah, right, that definitely does 20. Tech, Amy. Right, Grease. Oh, GI res. So it's like a greater res. On roll, right? Rolls on 64. 98. So yeah, I've definitely got a greater res there. I don't know what SAR is. Man, I've got to learn what these things are. I'm going to have to look at a guide and write some stuff down. Oh, 901. Right. Right. Here we go. Oh, Insecta. Okay, well this game loves to reuse a sprite and recolour it and make it a bit tougher, but yeah, that Insector was a tough old thing. Except, yeah, no, so I can't go down. Don't you go for Amy. She's my healing tank, not my tank. Damn these floors. I'm kind of grateful that I'm only getting one of these insectors at a time. I've got it's going to throw like a quadruplet at me in a second. What's here? Oh, Lemon's gone. See you later, Rob. Suspicious. Oh, got the recorder. Alright, let's bash some diamates. Jesus, look at Amy. Amy's health was well low, I didn't even realise. I think that's okay. Right, okay, I've got the recorder. That's what I came to the biolabs for. Oh, it's dead end. So I have to go all the way back? Now, how do I get out? I could use an escape key. Let's do a bit more grinding, shall we, Pizzle? What time is it? I've got time. I've got 10 minutes. Let's see if we can't find a way out. Double blasters, people. Kill it. Yes, Nye. Oh, Nye, you're so powerful. You're so powerful and gorgeous. I love you. Nye is just awesome, man. She was, like, really crap at first, you know, with her, you know, I can only defend mantra. Oh, I'm Nye. I can only defend. A couple blasters. And now she hits like a cannon. She stings like a bee. She hits like a cannon. She meows like a cat. Oh, Nye. We love you now. Ooh, Insecta. The Insecticons. I think I'll have to die, mate. Roll for Nye. Die, mate. Oh, shit. Yeah. Right. Rolf. Die, mate. Use. On Rolf. Item. Rolf. Die, mate. Use. Nye. Right. Try and stop walking unnecessarily over things. Damn it, why is the floor on fire? Does no one look after these laboratories? Laboratory. Welcome to the laboratory. Dead end. Bloody ducky. That's where I started. Let's go south. I know always north leads to dead ends. And we don't want to go to dead ends, do we? Right, let's go south. East or west, people? East. Oh, that was savage. I'll save my try, mate. Let's do a tech. Oh my god, Amy's got 1 HP. She is not good on these things. There we go. Man, what the hell's going on? What's my battery life like? Oh. Steaming through my battery life. Oh, she's... Nye's got G-res as well. Oh. Hey, I didn't do anything. I didn't move. I just threw a random encounter at me. Just going to use two more. Oh. Alright. I'm not sure what happened there. But I don't... Nye doesn't seem to have the fabled G-res. And she only ever gets to use it once, in which case, fuck me, I just wanted that opportunity. Alright, okay. Lots of red stuff. Oh, there's an item. I've got to go over a double. What did that say? Something disabled. Bloody toaders. Alright, toad are dead. Poison shot. Ooh. That's got to be a weapon for my good friend, Amy. Oh, bloody hell, Amy. Stuffed to the brim. She's a dynamite. Use on Ralph. Yeah, she probably chose Nye. Item, Rudo, next. And P. prisonchamp.give.me. And then item, Amy. Oh no, I need to go to equip. I'm in Uception. Amy, next. Right, so here we go. Poison shot. So she is currently ability 25, tech 44, defense 37. Use poison shot. And give it to the right. So 44, 37. Oh, her attack goes down, but her defense remains. Oh, that's no good. And then I made the silent shot. Yeah, much better. Right, anything else here, or is this a suspicious dead end? I suspect it would be a dead end, won't it? Hey, Waspies. Oh, man. Rolf's one-shotting Waspies, man. Yeah, total dead end. Right, bugger. So, back in... Where am I going? Cool, the enemy's down in this corner. That seems to be too tough. He says. It's a new level, yes. And a new technique. What are the names? Right. Let's check my health. I'm just thinking to use a die mate on Amy. Yes, right, they're all looking okay. Oh man! Oh, is this space at the bottom where I walked over those earlier? Oh god, yeah, sorry. I got back to sort of where I chose to go, east or west, and I chose east. I'm now going west. I didn't realise if you go right to the bottom of the screen, you can walk along without touching any of the bad elements. Oh, another item. Oh, it's a teleport. Oh, surrounded by crap. Excellent. Oh, I'm out. Hey! I think that's that dungeon done. Seems a very strong shutter, in other words, dynamite or not bloody shit. Oh, okay. So, what, do I need to head back to Peso now? I suppose I do, I've got the recorder. That was my job, wasn't it? Get the recorder, take it back to the guy. Find out what the thing is going on. I still can't get through that thing. Oh, thanks for popping in, Lennon. Rob, that's nice to have a bit coming. do I teleport back? Nah. That wouldn't be any fun, would it now? Who can grind while teleporting? No one can grind while teleporting. You gotta do the algo grind. I have to say, Amy is a great member of this team. I'm really pleased with Amy. She's weak, doesn't do any damage. But it's nice to have a camel to hold all my items. Camel Amy. I should have called her camel. Next time I play this game, I'm calling her camel. Which straw will break her back? The place where Darn blew himself up and killed his daughter. At least he blew himself up and got rid of the corpses, you know. There's no mess. Otherwise, I'd have to walk past that shit every time I go through there. Oh man, how are these mosquitoes managed to get the first hits off? Oh, Nye, you do so much damage. I love you, Nye. Living there. Nye's awesome. Yeah, it's kind of weird. This game feels so huge, but then once you learn your way around, it only takes like seconds to get anywhere you want to go. Especially at 2x speed. Oh man, I've got so much money now. I bet the next town's like, you know, 10 grand for something. Right, where was it? It's a silly, weird little building. There we go. Right, let's slow it down. This must get to the governor, says blank screen. Splendid work, Rolf. I will immediately compare the recorder with the library data. I've always believed that Mother Brain is absolutely right. No, I believe Mother Brain is absolutely right all of the time. and that our life is protected by Mother Brain. But under the reign of Mother Brain, we have turned into weak and lethargic beings. Under the circumstances, we cannot help realizing that fact. The data must be ready. You better get going to the library. Hey, blue-haired lady. Analysis on the recorder has been completed. The cause of the accident in the biolab systems was an overload of energy purged into the system all at once. Doing the same voice, it's a lady. Was an overload of energy poured into the system all at once. As a result, the creature made a rapid evolution. This creature does not fit into the cycle of nature, thus should not exist. And because of this kind of creature was created, the natural cycles went out of order. Oh, there's a chart. Please look at this graph. It shows the amount of energy consumed in the last couple of years. Let's overlap the graphs of the temperature and rainfall on it. Alright, so energy goes up. Temperature goes up, energy goes up, rain goes down. As you can see, the energy in which used to be climate control to control the temperature and rainfall seems to have flowed into the biosystems lab. Biohazard could be something that was schemed up by someone. Huh? Please find out why the energy leaked from climate control. Also, if you're going south, take this with you. The bridge over the West River can be passed with this. Good luck. Oh, so just give me an item to open that cave. Doing! What is the item? Key tube. Right, I need to find out some information on this game. I need to find out if I'm supposed to keep certain items. If I'm supposed to sell stuff. Like, do I still need the letter and stuff? Oh, there's a knock at the door. I haven't been to a new town. Hey, purple head guy. How do you do, Rolf? I am Hugh Thompson, a biologist. I came when I heard all about your quest. I value life, including biomonsters. I am willing to fight to defend the weaker life forms. Though perhaps my knowledge will be of help to you. I will feel like we are good friends if you give me a nickname. We're not good friends with you. Your name fits you well. Glad to have you in our group. Let's check the roster at this point. See strength. Hugh has been intrigued by nature since childhood. Now the leading expert on plant animals. Strength, mental, agility, luck, security, attack, defense. Hugh, biologist. Who would I put in? Who would I swap for Hugh? Probably Amy at this rate. She doesn't really actually have much use. No, I wanted to change my party. Can I change it in here? Pick your companions wisely. Reorganize. I keep thinking that says recognize. Right, so I'm going to call it a day here. I'm just going to select my team. So it insists on having Rolf and Nye. So let's go Rudo and Hugh. Hey, Hugh. Got two purples. Equip Hugh. Let's see what he's going on with. So he's got scalpel, carbon, shoot, and shoes. So he needs another weapon, a better weapon, and some headgear, and a better carbon suit. His carbon suit sucks. Oh, give me that. What's chances the weapons are just the same in peso? Yeah, it's all the same crap. Right, okay, so I need to go elsewhere. I'll probably transport myself. I don't really want Rolf up front. Sorry. Oh, sorry, guys. We're going to have a little bit of maintenance. State, order. Let's have Rudo, Rolf, Knight, and Hugh. And where's the teleport station? I never use these. but I want to be quick. That's the healing station. That's teleport station. I want to go to Uputa. Yep. 60 quid. Well spent. Let's find the defending shop. That's the defending shop. He's got a carbon coat. Excellent. Yes, I want a fibre gear. Excellent. No, I'll see you in a minute. Weapons. So he's got a scalpel. So he can probably have a creme bar? A creme knife? He'll have a creme knife. Yes, he's going to double up on creme knives. Awesome. Alright. Let's equip you. Sorry about this, guys. Fiber coat. Fiber gear. Creme knight right. Oh, he seems to be left-handed. And creme knight left. And there we go. He's now a much more powerful being. Cool. Happy days. Ooh, yeah, anything... Yeah, so I now have the ability to go south. I wonder what makes you particularly good. Well, he's level 1 at the moment, so nothing's going to make him particularly good. Let's do a full system save. Random name, just J. All memories been saved. Excellent. Yes. And I shall save state as a backup. Things are not always going well then. Right, okay. No, throw an ad for me. No thanks. Excellent. Cool. Well, thanks for joining me, guys. Yeah, I'll see you next time on the Ergo Grind. BioLab's done.
Siblings, I'm Stephen White.
And I'm Lacia Finley.
The host of Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo.
Ugh, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It gets easier the more you say it.
Each week, we discuss all the big headlines in gaming.
We also do game reviews, developer interviews, and retrospectives on the industry.
All of this while going on multiple tangents about whatever strikes us in the moment.
Hey, listen, did you happen to watch that TV show I recommended to you?
Stephen, focus.
Oh, right. Follow Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo on Twitter and Instagram.
And find Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.